It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me on the line right now, Carrie Ebersol Singh, who is the executive director of the Michigan 2020 Census. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's an interesting time right now to be doing something like the census, which has to do with the count of folks. But Carrie, I know you want to get the word out there with everything going on, with people maybe being homebound right now with the executive orders and everything in the state. The census is something that you can do. Tell us about it a little bit.
Absolutely. So the census is more convenient than ever. It's only 9 questions. It's probably going to take you 10 minutes or less. And let me tell you why it's so important. $30 billion is what Michigan gets on an annual basis. That's roughly $3,000 a person, $30,000 over 10 years per person. Or a family of four, that's $1.2 million over 10 years that can come back into your community. Federal government allocates these. These are tax dollars we're already paying. So this is the census counter is one way to get those dollars back into your community that can help support a number of programs, from education programs to health and nutrition programs, a number of programs connected back to our public health, which is, you know, critically important these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more important than ever that you can just take a few minutes of your time and really help your community.
Now, the one thing I think of with the census is I sort of think of the traditional idea of somebody, you know, literally going door to door and filling out forms and whatnot. But there's a big difference to it now, and this is important to keep in mind as we are working on our social distancing. You can do this without really having to do anything face to face. Tell us about that.
Yes. You can complete the census online at www.my2020census.gov, or you can do it by phone, which they have a toll-free number that you can reach out to, and complete those 9 questions really quickly. Some of you may have received a form mailed to you, and that's always easy just to fill that out and send it back on. I will tell you, though, they still plan on doing door-to-door operations this summer. So we want every Michigan resident to fill out, complete their census by April 30th.
Okay, that's an important date then to make sure that is set, because you will have the workers out doing it, of course, when we get the all clear to do all of that and whatnot. But these online and mail-in and telephone-based ways are ways of taking care of it right now, and that's what you'd like to see, right?
Yes, the sooner the better. April 1st. On Wednesday, we will have National Census Day, so we are encouraging everyone to complete their census work. Take a break. It's a stressful time for all of us. Take a break. Take 10 minutes to complete your census, and it's one of the best and easiest ways to help your community.
We're talking with Carrie Ebersol Singh, who is Executive Director of the Michigan 2020 Census. Carrie, who gets counted?
Everyone. Anyone living in the state of Michigan should complete their census form.
So when you're looking at this, is this someone that is in perhaps like people in one residence or whatnot? I mean, just you obviously fill it out once and take care of that. But families, so you got the mom, the dad, or whoever, the couple of kids, maybe grandparents are there. Everybody should be filling that out.
Yes. Anyone that resides in an address should complete a census form. Ideally, it's one per household. So it's really important that everyone's counted. Like, even if you have a newborn coming in the next few days, we want them to be included on your census form. And make sure if you have grandma or grandpa in the house, you count them as well, because everyone gets counted in the Michigan census.
What if you have 2 residences? Let's say you have a place maybe in another community or something. You're probably just in the one, your main one, or how does that work?
You need to use the address where you eat and sleep most of the time. So if you are at one address for about 6 months of the year or over 6 months of a year, you should use that address as your census address. And keep in mind, you know, we got a number of our snowbirds are someplace else right now. But if they spend over 6 months of their year here in Michigan, we want them to use their Michigan address.
Well, again, if people are looking to find out more information, maybe they have questions or they just want to do this online, what's the web address that they can go to?
Well, more information you can find at michigan.gov/census2020. Or to fill out the form directly, you just want to hop in and just knock it out really quick, you can go to my 2020census.gov.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes out of your time. Of course, Wednesday, the 1st of April, will be the census day. Might as well do it if you're kind of stuck at home and you got something to do. It's a good family activity, and the kids can learn from it, too. So make it happen.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. That is Carrie Ebersole Singh joining us this morning, Executive Director of the Michigan 2020 Census. If you missed the interview, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up the information so you do not miss out on filling your census here as a resident of Michigan. More to come. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.